Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Estilella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Repass. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Carrasquel. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alex Carrasquel. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Case moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estilella fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. McQuillan moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob repasses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Case reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuillan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0. Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Repass scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Bill Zuber now pitching. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Estalella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Estalella moves to second. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 0-for-1 in the game. Repass hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field. Spence picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spence. Clift scores. Lobbs goes all the way around to score. McQuillan moves all the way to home. It's 7-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Repass settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Estalella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Galehouse strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lobbs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 0 for 2 in the game. Repass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Bill Zuber. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chartak moves to second. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 3 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estilella fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Farrell scores. Gutteridge moves to third. Clift moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Case reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Case scores. It's 8-1, Browns. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Spence goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estalella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 8-3, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Repass takes first base on ball 4. Estalella moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing left field. Jimmy Pofahl pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Case strikes out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.